So as I stated, for follow-up, you want to discuss health maintenance, you want to address lymphedema. For patients who underwent axillary node dissection, you want to be monitored. First, you exercise post, there are directed exercises, you call climbing the wall, et cetera, and then post, radiation, your risk of lymphedema increases, especially if we have to treat the axilla and the supraclavicular fossa. So if we have to treat the nodal region, then your risk of lymphedema increases by another 25-30%. So we definitely have to focus our attention on that when we see you in follow-up. Genetic counseling, Maya, I don't know if he's here yet, but Dr. Gabriel will be speaking on genetic counseling, especially for the youth at risk. Fear of recurrence, we want to address that, and I know that's been addressed before, particularly the fear factor. I call it the fear factor. And I always advise patients to be quite open about discussing how they are coping and if they have a strong support system, because as I stated before, it's a very grueling experience, and it changes you. In a way that is indescribable. And so after you have finished all the treatment, then now you have to deal with, move on to a different phase in your life. And that phase includes the fear of having to repeat that whole process again, or having the cancer metastasize.
Cancer support, we are here.